When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, February 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Tensions in Ukraine strike a nerve on Wall Street. Investors aggressively sold shares in the mid-afternoon after the White House said the U.S. believes that Russian President Vladimir Putin could order an invasion of Ukraine at any time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 503 points, or 1.4%, to close at 34,738. The Nasdaq was down 394 points, or 2.8%, and the S&P 500 finished down 85 points, or 1.9%. Chip makers within the S&P were among the hardest hit. Advanced Micro Devices fell 10%, and NVIDIA fell 7.25%. The White House announcement also sent ripples across several other asset classes, including oil. Brent crude, the international oil benchmark, jumped 3.3% to $94.44 a barrel, its highest close since 2014. In other corporate news, shares of Zillow rose nearly 14% after the company reported a jump in revenue for its core unit, despite losing $881 million on its closed home flipping business last year. Fintech company Affirm tumbled 21% for a second straight day after its sales forecast came in below Wall Street's expectations. The private equity firm Apollo Global Management dropped 5.7% after it reported a lower profit, and the FDA said it needs more time to decide whether to authorize the Pfizer and BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for children under 5. Regulators plan to consider data from testing currently underway, evaluating a third dose of the vaccine, not just the first two. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.